Okay, it's the first snow day of the year in Valdez. I have no problem staying in my apartment because Sunday is reserved for watching football.
And he's got himself a 9-yard gain.
As I watch the Seahawks orchestrate a comeback win over the Buccaneers, I click on the TV guide to see if there's a good matchup on NBC Sunday Night Football.
Okay, let's get the 4 o'clock. Spectre Gadget. What the heck?
Eventually, I found out it was a matchup made for prime time, the Cowboys and Saints at the Superdome, but I didn't get to see Tony Romo battle Drew Brees because instead of seeing this on Channel 2, this was on. Football fans and others in Valdez, Cordova, Kodiak, Kotzebue, Nome, Bethel, Kapurik, Barrow, and the rest of the North Slope probably had the same reaction when they saw the Stars Kids channel in place of K2TV. That's because the latest extension of the carriage agreement between GCI and K2 expired at midnight on November 8th. Alaska's only cable provider and NBC affiliate have been working on a new deal since September 30th. When the first deadline on October 16th approached, the two sides extended the deadline. Now that has passed and the two sides still don't have a deal. So what's the holdup? It depends on who you ask. Both have traded barbs on their respective websites. K2 spokesperson Brad Hilwick says the disagreement wasn't economical.
The points that were kind of sticking points is GCI was unwilling to make some concessions on non-economic conditions that we viewed as anti-competitive going forward, and ones that would challenge our ability to compete fairly as a TV station.
Those concessions include GCI's insistence on carrying another NBC signal on its rural systems, placing the station on a basic tier, which would mean it would be the lowest cost option on the cable system, refusing to carry the station in high definition to rural Alaska, and not allowing the station to add a second signal onto their primary signal. GCI Vice President David Morris says different.
There has been some movement, but I'm still pulling together the total numbers, but it was an astronomical ask, and we have moved together in some respects, but it's still quite a bit apart.
Morris says K2 presented GCI with significant fees to carry its signal to rural areas of the state. He wouldn't give the station's asking price. Exclusivity was also an issue.
They want to lock the market up. They want to put that in a contract so that we will only carry them and no one else anywhere in the state. And we think that is just a real bad idea to say that you will never carry any other voice except theirs.
Morris believes K2 did not want to pay for its carriage fees for its rural Alaska signal. He says the station neglected to ask for the retransmission when the initial agreement expired and GCI had to pay the expenses for the station's signal as part of the agreement. Hilwig says K2 offered to carry the signal for free until the sides ironed out a deal, but it was turned down.
We find it very unfortunate that GCI chose to move forward with its threat to take it. KTUU off its cable systems in rural Alaska, and we're disappointed at the way things are right now.
GCI has denied any offer to carry K2 for free during negotiations. While the two sides continue to work on a deal, rural GCI subscribers will have to settle for the Stars Kids channel on a temporary basis. If they want NBC really bad, they have to turn to ARX. ARX will carry 9 hours of K2 programming from Monday through Friday, 7.5 hours on Saturday, and 6 hours on Sunday. Reporting from Valdez, I'm Tony Gorman.